You're listening to SBS News.
The often ruthless nature of politics can see it sometimes referred to as a contact sport. But Liberal Senator for South Australia, Lucy Gachui, says she's had enough of the cutthroat antics seen during the most recent leadership spill. She's told the ABC she's willing to use parliamentary privilege to name those she accuses of using intimidating or bullying behaviour, describing seeing her colleagues in tears.
I will detail my experience, not only with the PM's spill, because this is a culture, this is a systematic kind of issue. I will say from when I joined Liberal Party, when I joined politics, and how, what, where I think would be construed or would be fit the definition of bullying.
It comes a week after Victorian MP Julia Banks announced she would not recontest her seat of Chisholm, calling out the scourge of cultural and gender bias, bullying and intimidation against women in public and professional life, adding that she herself had faced bullying from both the major parties. And she was scathing of the tussle over the top job, calling it the last straw. Following Ms. Banks' statement, newly installed Prime Minister Scott Morrison has played down claims of bullying within government ranks. He says he's keen to move on.
Australians want us to focus on them. That's what they want us to focus on. And I know my colleagues know that they need to focus on the Australian people who put them here. The events of a couple of weeks ago, I've described as, you know, a Muppet show, frankly. And the curtain comes down on that, and Australians expect us to get on with our jobs. That's what I'm doing. That's what Angie's doing. That's what my team is doing.
Julia Banks's resignation prompted a sad response from her state neighbour, Liberal frontbencher Kelly O'Dwyer. Days later, on the ABC, the Minister for Women was more blunt, backing up her claims of bullying and bad behaviour. She says following discussions with Mr. Morrison, she's confident he won't tolerate further instances. Senior lecturer in the School of Social and Political Sciences at the University of Melbourne, Dr. Lauren Rosewarne, says she's not surprised by the sudden willingness to speak out.
Now, more than any other time in history, there's a feeling that if you do come forward that you will be protected, that there is a sense of safety because other people have done it before you. And yes, there'll always be people who'll be accused of, oh, you're just doing it now to, draw attention to yourself, leverage your career, etc., etc. And these are always accusations filed against victims who come forward. I'd like it to actually see it go through a proper arbitration system, or ideally in court, but sometimes these cases, when I say sometimes, almost always these cases never see a courtroom, so this is often perceived as the only recourse for victims.
The federal opposition has also had to deal with its own scandal, with Labor MP Emma Hussar accused of bullying her staff. Soon after the claims came to light, she quit politics, saying her career had been marred by constant slut-shaming, persistent commentary, and harassment claims over her supposed sexual history. Labor frontbencher Claire O'Neill says there's an increasingly toxic culture in Canberra, calling the handling of Ms. Hussar's case gendered. But she says, unlike the Liberals, her party has processes to deal with similar incidents, a claim her colleague Catherine King supports.
If there are, they are dealt with really, really quickly. It is something that is frowned upon, absolutely and utterly, and there are people to go to and talk those issues through, and it is dealt with really clearly. I've had women in the Liberal Party come to me and they will tell you some of the treatment that they've had at the hands of their men, and it's quite shocking, frankly.
Labor leader Bill Shorten has called on the Prime Minister to match his words with actions.
Now you've had three different Liberal women politicians, Senator Gachui, the member for Chisholm, Julia Banks, and now a cabinet minister saying in the recent division and civil war, the women were subjected to bullying in that most ugly and unedifying spectacle. The Prime Minister can't simply say that's a matter for someone else. It's time for leadership.
Australia's first female Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, now heads the Global Institute for Women's Leadership at King's College London. The former Labor leader says she doesn't want her sometimes difficult experience to put off prospective female parliamentarians. Dr. Rosewarne from the University of Melbourne admits that politics remains what she calls a boys' club. But she says that can be changed by setting quotas and making firm commitments.
Politics is skewed to be more likely to have bullying problems because of the nature of the game, because of the institutionalized nastiness and backbiting that needs to happen or is perceived to need to happen to get people ahead. Changes regarding how people are treated in the workforce, particularly in politics, and making women feel included only comes from when women are properly represented. It only happens when governments commit that we want 50% representation in Parliament of women.
Umarishi, SBS World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.